good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Three Dads Talking About Anime. I am your host for the first 2 minutes, Ben. Whom else do I have with me?
I'm cold.
Oh, there you go. Sorry. And Johnny.
And Johnny.
There he is.
I know it's a little off when I started off that way. Right. Because then, you know, yep. So you did fine. You did fine. You nailed it the last time. So you're 2 for 3. That'd be a good batting average, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, a single, a home run, and a strikeout. So that's all right. That's all right. Well, we're back once again, and without Chest again. I know, fans, you've very much been missing him, especially his host abilities, his clear communication, his lengthy stories, and his fine details. And he will be back. He will be. We promise you that. I believe we have another episode or two of the Wolverine show, which we've been enjoying talking about that. Today we actually have two interesting things that happen. One, our good friend Kolb was not able to watch the episodes, which would be quite the twist. And Johnny started watching the wrong episodes, but he did end up watching the correct ones. So the guy that has the worst memory was the only one who followed the rules this week, which is myself, of course. So tonight's going to be all over the place. We're going to have fun. We're going to talk about the episodes, and, you know, Kolb's a big X-Men guy and just a genuine dude. So I think we'll be able to have some good conversation still. So I'm going to pass the hosting abilities, the microphone, if you will, to Mr. Kolb. Some people know him as Kolb or Senor Kolb. So, Kolb, it's all you, my friend.
Thank you. It's Kolb, your classic fish out of water character host. That's me tonight. Haven't seen the episodes, but we're talking about episodes 6, 7, and 8 tonight. Correct?
That's right. We are.
Yes. Yep. Now, the reason I wasn't able to watch them was because I don't have a physical copy, and Sony has a very strict copyright policy on the 4 middle episodes for some reason. The beginning 4 and the last 4, you can find them anywhere for free online, but those middle 4, can't touch them. And I didn't know that going in. Otherwise, I might have bought a DVD of it, but I didn't. So, sorry, listeners. Sorry, dads. But
hey,
before we start, it does. I get you. Before we start, does anything interesting happening this week with you guys?
I can start.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to jump in front of you, Johnny. But I'm going to. I was going to be a little proactive. So me and Johnny have been passing the DVDs back and forth. He purchased them. And so he'll watch them. We live in the same neighborhood. Wonderful thing. So he'll watch them. Then I'll watch them. He actually, after he watches his, he puts them in his mailbox so that I can drive by and pick them up. So if you're ever looking for some free DVDs, drive up to where we live, drive by Johnny's house and look in his mailbox. That's great. It's actually funny. The first time you did that, I didn't feel like getting out of my car. So when I was driving past his house was on the right. So when I pulled up to the mailbox, you know, I couldn't just reach out and grab it. So I just parked next to the mailbox. I unbuckle, I crawl across the street, roll down the window and just like grab it out of the mailbox. And I realized how shady that looked. Like just like some dude's just grabbing stuff from his mailbox. And then I actually took off quickly because I was in a hurry, but not because I was stealing his DVDs, that I was just borrowing them. So we definitely need to keep doing that because I think it's probably fun for the neighbors.
I was wondering the same thing. I was wondering if I was going to get a text or a call. There's someone going through your mailbox. Oh, my God. That's how we rent DVDs nowadays.
Yeah, exactly.
Funny. Ben, you're going to be on the nightly news about, like, the mailbox thief. That's your new title.
Yes. Ooh. That'd be kind of fun, yeah.
Yeah, they'll make a Netflix documentary about you pretty soon. And
well, that means that we're going to be in the documentary, too, so that's great.
Yeah, I'll be that guy in the episode that's like, yeah, I went to college with him. I never thought he would do this. Although he did almost steal a bunch of DVDs from a Goodwill one time. And
yes, and that's on air as well. Right. I admitted that.
They'll take excerpts from our show and like put that in. This is great. Maybe I'll just start it and sell it to Netflix.
Yeah.
That's great.
Johnny, did you have something you were about to say when Ben cut you off so rudely?
Yeah, I know. I'm used to it. Don't worry. I guess instead of the guest, I'm being interrupted. Well, I was just talking to Ben. Like, I had like a nerd moment this week because I realized that they released trailers for the new Alien movie and The Crow remake. And growing up, those were, you know, still they're my favorite movies. And so I just text Ben. I'm like, you need to watch this so they can have my money in the summer. So
what was the first one? Yeah. You said The Crow and what?
Alien franchise.
Alien movies.
Alien, yeah.
Yep.
So, yes.
I haven't heard about The Crow one.
So, yes, it's with, what's his name? Bill, whatever his name is. His Paxton? Entire family are actors. And, you know, he's a really good actor, so.
Nice. Bill Hader?
Nice.
No.
Shakespeare?
It's a weird name. It's not his
name. Bill Nye.
Oh, so Bill's Skarsgård? I know he plays
Cosby.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Related to Stellan Skarsgård and the other one.
I guess so. I don't know his family. I just know him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stellan Skarsgård. It's in King Arthur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. He.
That's the only thing we're knowing.
I still hate him for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll never forgive him.
I know.
Right. Right. If those, you those like, movies think about it.
Those movies were too clunky. There's no way.
I don't care how much experience you have. Yeah. When you move like that. And you're going against a swordsman like Tristan. That's, yeah, that was literally would never happen. 10 times out of 10, Tristan wins that fight.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Correct. And as we've said before, if the movie was called Tristan, he would have won. But it wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he would.
It wasn't.
I mean, King Arthur almost lost and it was his movie. You know, right. He should have been gone.
That's sad. That's very sad.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. Oof. The Crow.
Is that
Crow
one on our list too, Johnny?
Yes. I think, you know, the only Crow movie that I watched is the one with Brandon Lee, the original one. And I was telling Ben, you know, my dad showed me that movie. And then after that, we never celebrated Halloween growing up. But I'm like, I wanted to be the Crow, you know, every Halloween. I will take my mom's eyeliner, do all the lines on my face. So
now I have to Google it. I feel like I'm missing something.
You don't even know it?
Well,
it's I can understand you not seeing it, but you've never heard of it. Brandon Lee died on set. Like it's a big
the name The Crow, but like I'm not picturing like an image.
It's Dwight Schrute's favorite movie too.
Then I really feel bad. let me look at some images here. Oh yeah, definitely have not seen this. Oh, so this is what you looked at like at Halloween, Johnny. This is a good look for you.
Yeah,
it kind of reminds me of like
that's what I'll do.
What am I trying to think of? Well, you know, somebody. So there we go.
That's good.
Yes. Yep.
Ben, I'll say you don't have to like it, but I feel like you should watch it.
I respect that. Yeah. And because you said that, I will consider it.
Not because it's one of Johnny's favorite movies.
Well, no, actually, yeah. We're very in line. That was one of our first, after fitness, movies were our next bonding moment where it's like, okay, this guy's legit. This guy's legit. So I guess, I definitely
Ben, I can add it to our list.
I throw it on the list. We there can't have too many movies on the list. Mm.
True.
Boy.
Very
true. Boy. Oh, boy.
Well, then I guess we could start with the episodes, but I just want to know one more time. Johnny B's not here, and Chess isn't here, but since we're doing an X-Men podcast, boys, are you going to watch the X-Men 97 show?
Yes, sir. I haven't.
Already did.
Oh, okay. How many episodes are out as of this recording? Two episodes. Okay.
Two. And they came out yesterday. So like a two-episode premiere, if you will. And I found them to be both enjoyable.
Johnny, you say you're going to watch it?
Yeah, I like to binge on shows. Probably doesn't make sense because after I'm done binging, I need to wait for the next season. But yes, I don't like to watch one episode 1 week and then wait 1 week because I'm like, please just give it all to me. But yes, I'm going to watch it.
Preliminary thoughts there, Johnny? Are you thinking it's going to be good? You think it's going to be overreaching? Or how are you feeling?
How do I feel? I'm telling you, my nerd self, it's on fire this week. Well, I was telling that watching the trailer, I'm like, how come in the old, I don't remember in the old series them doing that, but Gambit charging Wolverine's claws, I'm like, that's genius. Why they didn't do that? Yeah. But so I saw that and I'm like, yep, I'm sold. Take my money.
Yep, done.
Yeah.
Shut up and take my money. Yeah, that's great. Okay. Ben, has it lived up to your hype? Actually, I don't want to know that. How was your preliminary thoughts going in?
Mine?
Yeah. Before you watched any of them, how was it?
So I was... I think what I was looking forward to is what I look forward in just a lot of newer things compared to old things is better action. So like the characters you like, everything they do is much cooler in today's animation than it was then. And that proved to be true even from the first scene. A good comparison. Now, it doesn't mean the story is better. And this example will prove that. You think of newer Star Wars and old Star Wars. Not talking about the story, but action, different flights, different lightsaber battles. They are cooler in the newer movies. And so when I knew this newer version of X-Men coming out, I'm like, oh, yes, these guys are going to do the same things, but, it's going to look better. And they'll probably show more of their powers. They'll probably show like more just in general. And it's not just geared to kids. Actually, probably not geared to kids much at all. It's geared to the people that grew up watching that. So I figured it wouldn't be a kids show, which also turned out to be true. I'm not saying it was bad, but it just wasn't like, oh yeah, I'm watching Arthur and then the X-Men that came out in 2024.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. I'll have to hear how Johnny feels about it when he watches it, which could be a while. And then I'll want to hear what Johnny B thinks of it. Okay, go ahead. Johnny
V. So that I'm probably going to watch it sometime this weekend now because I don't think I'm going to be able to hold up.
Did I set the stage a little bit? Wet your whistle there?
For sure.
Nice.
Amazing.
All right. Well, let's get on with the show that I haven't seen.
Let's do it.
Episode 6, fellas. I'm going to guess that some stuff happens in this episode and in the following episode and in the one after that. So, Johnny, we didn't prepare for this. Give me a two-sentence structure of the main arc of these three episodes.
Oh, my. I'm going to try not to get confused with the ones that I shouldn't have watched. Because I watched episodes 9 and 10 before I watched 6 and the rest that we were doing. You know, I guess I have to say this. I realized I was watching the wrong episodes because I'm like, where is Cyclops? I'm like, can this be like, you know, he appeared at the end of episode 5 and I'm like, and he's not there? So it was good to see him, the interaction with Wolverine, you know, same sarcastic way. I felt that we're more friends than enemies. They liked each other more than disliked. But I love the, you know, Cyclops uniform and all that sarcasm. The only part that I didn't like, I don't know if Ben feels the same, is that he was just the driver for Wolverine. I'm like, and you know, and they make a joke. I'll go, you know, I'm not your limo driver or whatever. But I'm like, dude, that's exactly what you did. You came from United States, Japan, to just pick up Wolverine and drop him off somewhere else. And that was it. I'm like, no fights with Cyclops? So that was a little bit of a letdown. But definitely, you know, Wolverine is in a mission to get to the girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you for that. Those two run-on sentences. Ben, would you agree with most of those?
Yeah, it was. So I was definitely hoping for more with the Cyclops entrance as well. Because, yeah, he just showed up, rescued them, flew them, dropped them off, and then took off. So my prediction, and Johnny, I don't want to know if this is true or not in the episodes you saw. My prediction is he's going to be back. Because I don't, I don't even see the reason for bringing him in for that insignificant of a cameo. Because you can have a cameo where they're in for like a full episode. Like, I think a cameo can be more than just like 10 seconds of, oh my goodness, I know him. You know, so I think Cyclops will be back. He was not in any of the rest of 6, 7, or 8 after he dropped. So he dropped Wolverine and Yukio off at this island where apparently Mariko was, and right away there was fighting, and like they're just like in this city where everybody fights, so they get attacked a lot. So definitely some good action in these episodes, like a lot more of it, because I enjoy, like, you know, just sometimes your guys just fighting the nobodies and just whooping up on a bunch of them. You know, I love a fight against a boss, but sometimes I just like to see, you know, them. What's the term? Something fodder.
Cannon fodder.
Yes. Like just that kind of, like, I want to see Nightcrawler just in the White House, just bounce on a bunch of fools and just, and look fantastic, just insignificant characters that they just whoop up on. And that's kind of what this was. And then the end of 6 was like, he ends up fighting this big statue that comes out of the building where Mariko, Edward, Elric, the bald guy, they're all in this huge building in the middle of the island in a huge tower. And so that's Wolverine and Yukio are trying to get there. And the episode 6 villain is this big statue that Wolverine fights.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Two questions along that, going back to Cyclops. One, did he have an underlying tone of disappointment every line he spoke?
Oh, I'll answer, maybe not with the answer, but it felt like the typical Cyclops. Like, I think he's always either the dork or the jerk, and like everything he says, And I feel like he fit it pretty well, even in his one scene.
Yeah, okay. I feel the same way with him. I think, you know, I really like the interaction he had with Wolverine, and even Yukio was the name of the girl, right? You know, her realizing it's like, oh, you know, this is going to be fun ride if you guys are going to be treating each other like that. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, that's them. But I guess since Jean, you know, like me analyzing probably too much, I'm like, you know, since Jean Grey is not there, he's not all jealous about Wolverine yet. So there was some friendship there, but it was a weird friendship, you know, with the sarcasm. And
they gave each other a hard time. The whole time. You know.
Okay. All right. So it was in his character. He wasn't some, like, they didn't kind of change him up at all.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Okay.
If you loved Cyclops before this, you love this version. If you didn't like Cyclops before, it was the same exact version you've always seen. So consistent, for sure.
That's good. I think you want a consistent character for a cameo.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, then from all of your words that you spoke about it, it sounds like they did not bring in any more of the X-Men team. It was just Cyclops.
Correct.
Just him.
Correct.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's fine.
They brought in some new characters, seemingly allies, that were like underground in this island. They sought out Wolverine to be, man, I don't want to get in the summary mode just for it. And I don't think, Colby, you want, like, I'm sure you want to know what happened, but I don't think you want to just hear everything that happened.
No, the gists are fine.
Yeah. So the people helping him, like, long story short, the old guy that's in charge, like this underground group, he's the grandfather of Yukio. And
I think we knew that already.
Oh, you already seen this character?
Yukio, the girl?
Yeah. Johnny, the character we saw in episode 6, have we seen him before?
Oh, no. The old guy? I don't remember him from before. I think that was in episode 6 is the first time that he appears.
He has longer hair. He has like a something eye. He has a cane.
I know what happened. It's because I did what Johnny did because of the internet being stupid. I watched part of the episode 9, and they kind of explained it a little bit in that.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah. So he.
So I knew it because I saw a little bit ahead.
Gotcha. So, yeah, from the start of 6 and to the end of 8, we have a very different. We're not really sure what's going on with him because he kind of starts like an ally and is helping Wolverine out. And at the end of episode 8, I get the impression that he has an agenda and he's just using Wolverine. I think he's just using Wolverine to get revenge. Johnny, is that what's going on, you think?
I think so. You know, I don't think he's a bad guy, you know, but, you know, he definitely has an agenda.
What do you suppose that agenda is?
Well, my opinion is it's a compromise because I already watched it.
You're on your own. I can answer then. That's really funny. We're all trying to figure out what to say here because three of us had very different experiences.
I mean, you guys, I asked you questions and I'm like, I already know the actual answer, so should I lie?
That's funny. And it's funny, I had already forgotten that, so you could have answered, and I would have been like, oh, interesting theory. yeah, so they show us some flashbacks, Kolb, of when this... So he, what is it, Suno or something? He's the name on one of the episodes, I think episode 6. So they show a flashback when he's younger, and like his kids, two people he's training are killed in front of him. Johnny, who were those two people to him in that flashback?
Wasn't like Jukio's parents? I that's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay, that would make sense then. Okay, yeah. So her grandfather, who is introduced in episode 6, We see a flashback where Yukio's parents are killed. And I think that's what the agenda is. I think he's still mad at these people because they murdered Yukio's parents. And now they're going to work towards getting to that building in the middle of the island, which is where episodes 7 and 8 are taking place the whole time. So Yukio in the battle of the statue. So Wolverine and Yukio get separated. Yukio gets captured and Wolverine's like, I'm gonna rescue her. And the old guy's like, no, I just want to get revenge. Or I don't think he says revenge at that point, but Wolverine's like, this is your own flesh and blood. So Wolverine goes to save Yukio. And that's basically 7 and 8 as he's working on, you know, and they do like scenes in the tower of Edward Elric getting prepared for his wedding. They show like a ceremony of the bald guy honoring Edward Elric's deceased father, who he respects and loves. So that they were kind of a little bit all over in the story, I felt like, in this one.
Okay.
The whole thing.
So did the wedding happen in these episodes that Wolverine crashed it, or are they just preparing for a future date?
No, it didn't happen. Probably for another date.
Oh, okay. I predicted early on that these would be the episodes where this wedding would have happened and Wolverine would have crashed it. Or, you know.
In a sense, that is correct. So, they're all getting dressed for the wedding and fitted for the wedding. And then one of Edward Elric's bodyguards comes up and was like, it's like, Logan. And he's like, he throws a vase at Amir. So, I mean, in a sense, Logan did crash the wedding and hadn't started yet, but I'm pretty sure it was either happening that day or maybe they're just getting fitted for the wedding that Thursday. So yeah. And then the rest of the episodes, so Yukio is in this, vibranium, like cage, so that Wolverine can't break into it. And well, he does, and they all fight and she gets released and then she gets shot by a paralyzing dart. And then, oh man, just one thing after another.
Yeah. Pretty intense.
How do you feel about this Yukio character?
I really like her. I kept thinking, is she really a mutant? But, you know, her blades come out of her hand, you know? So I'm like, I guess that's her power. I guess, you know, I wonder if later on we're going to know who killed Wolverine's friend. If it was her or anyone else, I guess, since we were talking and speculating that probably she was the killer, I kept thinking, I'm just waiting for the moment that she's going to say, oh, no, I'm actually bad. You know, I did this. But so far, she's been very helpful and her fight scenes are really cool.
So we don't know who killed Asano yet in these 3 episodes. It hasn't been explained.
No.
Oh, okay. No. All right. I didn't get into that
at all. Yeah. They don't.
In a sense, I feel like Wolverine kind of forgot about that.
Yeah. He is focused. He is focused.
he was fighting the samurai guy and he's like, did you kill him? Oh, you didn't kill him. Oh, okay. I guess I'm done trying to figure that out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It was either that guy or nobody. So right. I think we're fine here.
which I think kind of points us back to Yukio with that, like, we're just waiting for that stab in the back in the later episodes.
It's bound to happen, apparently not in 9 and 10, but it's bound to happen.
Did you watch all of 10, Johnny?
Yes.
Yeah. At what moment were you like, oh, this doesn't make any sense?
When I finished 10, man, I was like, one second, let me go back on episode 8 and see how, like, wait. Yeah. So I went online and I saw the episode list and I'm okay. We recorded the first time two episodes, and then it was three, and I'm like, oh no, I know what I did, so I had to go back.
Yeah. To be fair, we have been a little more inconsistent because we always just do the same episodes. We either always do two or always do, I feel like, try to do that. And we've switched it up a little bit. So, you know, who knows what we'll do next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't get confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll just assign that. We'll assign episodes. Ben will get episode 12 and 11. Johnny will get 10 and I'll get 9. And then we'll just try to figure things out.
Yes. I really like that, actually. It's kind
of funny. I'll take notes of my episode.
One thing to note as well, because this character, our being, will be back when you're back, Kolb, is the statue. So that fight ended with, the old guy that gets introduced in episode 6, the grandfather of Yukio, he sends like one of his right-hand ladies, like one of his helpers, I don't know what bodyguard, I don't know. She goes to help Logan beat the statue, and by beating the statue, they like spray this like powerful steam or acid or something into his eye, and then he basically runs back to the temple. And one of the episodes shows him just saying, "I'm going to kill Wolverine or Logan or I hate him or something." So we will see the statue again. I have to say, I've never actually, there's probably one exception to this, and it's an X-Men, but more times than not, I do not love fights where it's like the height is very different between fighters. And the statue is much taller than him. And so like the exception is I think X-Men does the Sentinel fights very well. They just, I think they make them enjoyable. And the new X-Men was no exception. And it was just good.
Yeah.
But I didn't like this fight as much because it's just a big rock statue.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt the same. I think there was a lot of jumping and running around, so they didn't get hit.
Yeah, so exactly. Hopefully, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, the next fight it's way better.
Ben, I don't know what your question was, but I think the Sentinels are so iconic and amazing. I love Sentinel fights so much.
Yes.
They haven't been in any movies, have they?
They have. Days of Future Past.
Yep. And they were bad. They were bad dudes.
The chameleon ones where they can change with the powers, those guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those. I didn't really count that. I wanted to see robots. Big robots. Yeah. Purple and blue.
Yeah. Yeah. The way they are in the show are unbeatable. Undefeated.
Mm. I know there was a glimpse of Sentinels in the original X-Men. I don't remember if it was the second one. The one with Nightcrawler. And then in Days of Future Past, we see the original version at the end of the movie, but they don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So
I don't remember that, but I haven't seen that movie in a while. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
It's been a minute.
Yeah. I remember liking that one.
Mm-hmm.
What you drinking there, Johnny? Yeah.
Tea.
Oh. Ooh. I haven't had that yet. On the podcast, tea.
Yeah. So I was telling Ben that I have strep throat, so it's the only thing that I really soothe is the pain. So
and you're it's so good. Talking for 30 minutes.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. I'm like, I gotta do this. No pain, no gain.
That's right.
I've gotta do
this. That's right.
All right, so fellas, has these three episodes kind of gotten you back on the train of the show, or are you more kind of like still, this is okay, it's not really grabbing me? I remember my feeling after the Omega Red episodes where I was like, they probably shouldn't have thrown him in there. I'm not sure if it's grabbing me. I want a simple story. That's kind of what, so how are you feeling now that you've seen three more episodes?
I'll go. So, I'm excited to see what's going to happen later on and how things are going to finish. But I feel like this anime has so many like little stories that happen in the middle that I'm like, okay, so yeah, like that with Omega Red. I was expecting more because it's not that I know much about Omega Red, but I'm like, you know, every time that I will see him like either like playing cards or in the games, it's kind of like, you know, this guy is the real deal, you know? But then, you know, there are all those questions, you know, who killed, you know, Wolverine's friend that's been unsolved. And then, you know, I feel like Wolverine gets distracted very easily trying to rescue people in the way. But we'll see what happens now, because I guess his mission is to crash a wedding.
You know, just what we're lacking so much in Wolverine himself is just a constant issue for me. The things I love about Wolverine, his voice, his look, his gruffiness, his humor, even just the way he interacts with other characters, that's all missing from this version. Yeah. Yes. And that hurts. I actually wish I would have watched this all subbed, and I realize I can just switch anytime, but I think then that aspect wouldn't bother me. But yeah, so that I haven't been a huge fan of. And then just like the story overall, everything's just been okay. Nothing's been like bad and like, oh, this is terrible, let me just turn off the TV. But I'm not like, I haven't had like cheering moments or like, yeah, oh man, that's touching, or really any of those major wins I'd like to see in a show. So it's just doing, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Is it the difference between the makers of the show saying, oh, we could do this, make a show about Wolverine, or is it like compared to someone saying, I want to make this show about Wolverine? Does it feel like this is just hey, we have the rights to this, let's throw out a show, compared to I've always wanted to make a Wolverine show? Because I feel like their heart's not in it.
Mm-hmm. No, I is feel that how like, it feels? You know, I feel like that. Guess, you know, even, you know, thinking about, you know, playing Wolverine video games in the PS2, I remember that, you know, yes, you know, you can change a little bit of the story and all that stuff, but Wolverine is Wolverine, that animalistic kind of like persona that he is. He's not here. He's like more human. You know, he's not as rude as he is in the show, old shows, movies, and stuff like that. His sideburns bother me because I'm like, you know, they're almost reaching his nose. And I'm like, dude, no, he needs a full beard. So there's stuff about Wolverine that really are definitely lacking.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with Johnny and Colb, the direction it seemed, I think you were even leaning. Yeah, it just seems like, hey, we can make a Wolverine show. Like, this isn't, I mean, Wolverine's done so well in everything he's in. Like, I haven't seen a version where I'm like, he's even good in the X-Men anime. I think he's one of the only highlights of that show.
I agree.
And so it's like, to ruin his own show is like, come on. Mm-hmm. Come on. Like, you had such an opportunity here. So, yeah, I think it's a big miss.
Yeah.
Big miss there.
I don't have any evidence to back it up, but that's the way it feels. It feels like there's no passion in the project. You look at Marvel vs. Capcom, the game, a Japanese-made game, and Wolverine, every word he says, all of his moves, that's Wolverine.
Yeah.
They knew the character, and they made him awesome. They made every character great in that game, right?
Sure did.
Absolutely, yeah, they did.
They really did.
They took us for a ride.
I haven't played that game in a long time, but I mean, like, just think about even, you know, when the Wolverine character comes into the game, even the way that he stands, like, you know, he's ready to fight and shred someone into pieces. Yep.
Yes.
Crouched over.
Exactly right.
Ready to bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true. The image, Johnny. Yeah, the moment you said that, Johnny, everyone knows exactly what you're saying and can picture that Wolverine.
Yeah.
This Wolverine wouldn't do that in a million years. No way.
He would stand straight up with his thin body and his big sideburns.
Hey, probably at the end of the show, we would realize this is the son of Wolverine, and he's been, you know, pretending to be him all this time.
See, that would feel more accurate, honestly. Yeah. Like, this is, his son. His son's name is Slogan.
Slogan.
Well, that's it for tonight, fellas. No. That's a Ben joke right there. Ben used to say that all the time. I give credit where it's due, and that was Ben's joke.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, I mean, I'm excited to actually be able to watch for next time. I want to see maybe a little romance. I've always, you know, Mariko is a character that I feel like I always hear about, but I never see her. At least I don't get a full grasp of her character ever. And that's in all adaptations of the show, of this character, I mean. Yeah. So do you guys have more insight on her character? Because I don't.
I don't either.
I don't either. I would love, that would be something that this show could do to help me out. Flesh out her character a little. Be like, this is her.
Yeah. Yes.
And we'll get something. But
you're not wrong.
Right. I mean, they got four more episodes to do it. So, but I have a feeling they're going to focus more on Yukiko, whatever the other girl's name is. I feel like they're going to focus on her.
Yep. I think you're absolutely right.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
Or disappointing, I should say. Not upsetting.
To answer your question, I don't know if you ever asked this directly, but my overall opinion of Yukio, I think she's been in too much of the show. I don't know. I didn't see her as once she got in the show, she was going to be in every episode for the whole thing and be practically the main character. But then again,
she's been here since like episode two, right? Yeah.
I think so. Yep. Yeah.
Episode two is called Yukio. So
I don't hate her character. I don't love it. She's just here, you know? So, you know, what do you do? Oh, one more thing, Kolb. So our friend who was fighting Wolverine before Cyclops showed up, the voice of Wolverine, if you will, he showed up at the end of either 7 or 8 on that island. Like, after a lot has happened, he kind of just shows up on the shore. And four of the guys that I'm sure Wolverine beat up, you know, 2 hours earlier, they walk up to him and they're like, what are you doing here, punk? He's like, where's Logan? And they're like, what are you doing here, punk? He's like, where is Logan? And then they all rush him and he kills 3 out of the 4. And then he looks at the fourth one. And he said, where is Logan? And then he's like, I don't know. And he kills him. So he's back in it. I have probably been most interested in his character out of the people they've introduced in the show. Yes.
Mm. Yes. Yep. I agree with that for sure. I was hoping he would be more involved, but it sounds like he's back. He's back, so
he's back.
Could be. Mm-hmm. He could be. Yeah. They could have not. I think, like we talked about this last time, they could have not brought in Omega Red and made him Kikyo a bigger, not necessarily a villain, but it sounds like he's an antagonist. He's against Logan. But Ben, maybe he's had a change of heart. Maybe he's going to go help him out. Johnny, what do you think? Do you think he's going to stay an antagonist, or is he going to become an ally?
We will have to see on next episode.
Oh, he knows. He knows already.
Oh, great.
I forgot. Why did I even ask him the question?
Johnny knows. At least he's being honest, though.
Yeah, thank you for that. Okay. Any last final thoughts?
Are we missing anything big, Johnny?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything. I would just say, just keep it up until the end. Let's see what happens.
Johnny, did you continue to watch? Do you know what 11 and 12?
You watched 11 and 12, too.
No. I stop at 10. I stop at 10, okay?
Okay. I believe you.
It's like, oh no, I watched 9 and 10. Should I? Okay, I should probably watch 11 and 12 too.
You know, probably they were that good that I'm like, I need to finish it. I cannot wait more, you know, more. So, but no, just until 10.
Yeah. Cool.
Good. Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. No, I was really happy with these episodes. They were great. I'm glad I know what happened in them now. And yeah, we got at least one more episode. We may do one, we may be two podcast episodes. So look forward to those, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get some final thoughts on the series, whether you should watch it or not, or if you should watch X-Men 97, or, ooh, yeah, or just pick up a comic book. I don't know. What, you know what? We'll give you a lot of recommendations by the end of this series. Yeah. One from each of us. Let's go with that. Guys, get ready.
I love it.
For sure.
All right. Good. And so I'm really bad at goodbyes. So we're just going to say until next time on Three Dads, talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when three guys love anime? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when those three guys start having kids?
Children, dads, and so become fathers, and each have kids. Separately. Went on to each didn't play separate ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime.
Three dads talking about anime.